I'm Sandra Auten, and I'm a member of the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, and I'm here with Martel Miller. Martel is one of the founding members of VEA, Visionaries Educating Youth and Adults, and he and Patrick Thompson of Champaign have both been charged with eavesdropping by the state's attorney's office for videotaping Champaign police traffic stops of African-American men and their white counterparts. The video was made that features these stops by police was to air on Urbana Public Television on August 26, but UPTV staff turned the tape over to police without Mr. Miller's knowledge, and now the tape is being used as evidence against Mr. Miller and Mr. Thompson. The eavesdropping charge that Mr. Miller and Mr. Thompson are felony charges since they involve police and could land them in jail between 4 and 15 years, or they could get probation. A grand jury indicted Mr. Miller on Friday, September 3rd, of 3 counts of eavesdropping. So it looks like, I'm just going to go ahead and do the background on this, and then you can make some comments on it. Both of you are from Champaign, and you spoke up against the Taser electroshock stun guns when the police department wanted to purchase them earlier this spring. And you've also, with VEA, participated, actually hosted community forums with the police officers. Is that right?
Yes, we did.
And you informed the Champaign mayor and city manager that your organization, VEA, was going to start videotaping Champaign police. So you were filming these traffic stops to help build your case that the program for mentoring youth was needed in Champaign-Urbana. And you started to film these stops, and then you were going to make a documentary for UPTV about Citizen Watch. So getting to the present case then, on August 7th, around midnight, you were on North Bradley with your video camera, and you saw four police officers talking to a black man on a bicycle for not having a light on the front of his bike. And then from across the street, you filmed the traffic stop. And after the stops, the officers left. The suspect then came over to your side of the street, and you asked him if you could interview him. And the man said yes, and the interview began. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the cop came back. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and take it from there. Tell us what happened after that.
When the police returned back, he pulled up. One of the officers pulled up and yelled out of his car. He did not want to be videotape or audio tape, and I'm telling him I'm doing an interview, and he's actually putting, you're actually putting yourself on my tape. And so he said, you telling me videotaping my voice right now? I said, no, you're putting yourself on the audio by talking right now during my interview. So then he said he's going to seize my camera, and another officer walked up and wanted my ID. So when the other officer walked up on my ID, the guy was filming. I handed him the camera so he can film my interview. And so they kept telling me if he filmed it, they were going to carry him to jail. So I told them, you know, just put the camera down. I don't want you to get involved. So the other officer said he's going to take the camera, still saying he's going to take the camera. So I told him to get a superior officer out there. And when the superior officer came, it was Sergeant Griffin. And Sergeant Griffin had seen us filming for at least 2 months. You know, we have talked.
He has seen you filming.
Yeah, we have talked to him and everything.
He was at the community forum that you had back in May.
Yes, he's at the community forum. He's at the Taser meeting. Griffin had been at several meetings that we've been at.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was coming to solve the problem, you know, that he was going to say, yeah, hear what they do. But then it turned around. He decides that he wants to seize the camera because the officer says he wants to press charges. So I tell Griffin that the camera is not the evidence, it's the film. I offered them the film, and they still took the camera. And we were asking them, because Patrick had arrived, are they going to arrest me or summons me or something? Because if you're not, this is legal search and seizure.
Mm-hmm. Did they take the camera and the tape?
They took the camera and the tape.
So, and you were arrested at that time?
No, I was not.
Okay, they just confiscated it.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been speaking with Martel Miller of VEA, Visionaries Educating Youth and Adults. Martel and Patrick Thompson of Champaign have been charged with eavesdropping by the state's attorney's office. This in response to their program, Citizens Watch, which has been videotaping police stops in Champaign County. If you'd like to support Mr. Miller, his court appearance will be on this Wednesday, September 8th. At 3:30 in the afternoon, courtroom F. No shorts or sandals are permitted in the courtrooms. All right. And so then you decided to go ahead and make a documentary tape. And what was on the documentary tape that you made?
On the documentary tape, we have scenes of traffic stops. We have scenes of the fair coverage. We got scenes of people that had been stopped by the police, and we're showing and just the difference in how our community is treated from other communities. Mm-hmm.
And did you, in this documentary film, at all talk about the confiscation of the camera?
Not really. We didn't bring that up, really.
Okay.
We just finished our documentary.
Okay, so you finished your documentary without the additional footage that was on the tape of the last traffic stop had the bicycle.
Right.
So it wasn't about a pending... So when Urbana TV got a copy of that, and they apparently gave it to the Champaign police to review, is that what you...
Yeah. UPTV ended up giving it to, gave it to... Urbana Police Department first, and I guess Urbana Police Department let Champaign Police Department review it.
Okay. And just to clarify then, because my initial reaction was, well, probably they're holding it as evidence about the eavesdropping, but in fact, that couldn't have been the case because it wasn't even a video of that particular thing, and you didn't even mention it.
Yes, it's never been mentioned, so UPTV had to tell them. And another thing they did, they seized the tape on Wednesday the 26th, but they subpoenaed it September 1st. That's what I was told.
Also, there is going to be a showing of the video documentary that they made next Saturday, September 11th, at the Champaign Public Library from 3 to 6 p.m. This video has been used as evidence in charging them with eavesdropping. Okay. And when were the charges brought against you then?
I had charges brought against me the 23rd of August. I'm getting stuck.
That's right.
And another charge brought September 3rd by the grand jury.
Okay. And you think that these charges then were as a result of them having watched the documentary?
Yes, I do. I know it was.
Okay. And so right now, tell us where your case stands.
My case stands. I'll pose appear in court on the 8th at 3:30.
That's this Wednesday, September 8th at 3:30. You're going to be in courtroom F, right?
Right.
At the Champaign County Courthouse in downtown Urbana. You can also follow this story on VEYA's website, VEYA.org, or on the UCIMC website. This has been Sandra Otten with IMC Radio News.
Right now I'm in court for trying to do something right.